is Emma Griffiths on ABC Radio Brisbane.
Has it ruined your day? Or maybe your day was already on the slide because you tried to sleep next to this. I think this person needs to see a doctor. It's not easy, though, sleeping next to that, even if you're in the next room. Does it wreck your sleep, leave you feeling resentful, grumpy, and tired? In short, is snoring ruining your life? 1300 222 612. Maybe you're the snorer. Maybe it is the person that you are sleeping near, next to or beside. Now, why are you being asked this today? You are being asked this today because snoring, well, it's made a dent. It's made an impression on your week, hasn't it, Helena?
It sure has. Not just my week, my month, actually. And all of those things where you asked all those questions. What were they again?
Resentful.
Yes.
Grumpy.
Yes.
Tired.
Yes.
What's happened? Are you snoring?
No, I'm not. I have recently got into a new relationship, and that lovely person is a snorer.
Right.
And it's new for me. Luckily, I'm in a two-bedroom house, and that seems to, and there's doors, so it's a thing.
You can block it out with a door?
Yeah, yeah, but the snoring is, it's pretty big.
Yeah, right.
And it does, it impacts my whole day afterwards.
And what about this lovely snorer in your life? Are they tired as well? Because they may not even realise why.
No. Not happy, just, you know, skipping through the beautiful Brisbane weather.
Okay.
It's
the injustice. Okay, well, so that's why you are being asked. Thanks, Helena.
It's not self-serving at all.
No. Helena needs you to empathise with her and help her understand what this is and how to deal with it. So what's been your experience with snoring? Has it ruined your life? Are you dealing with it? 1300 222 612. Text 0467 922 612. Maybe you've cured it. Apparently New South Wales Origin enforcer Andrew Fifita is a bad snorer. And so bad he was forced to split from roommate Nathan Peets and was given his own room at Blues HQ. I wonder if that could be part of the, you know, strategy against the Blues in Origin 3. Fifita's snoring. So what to do about it? The number is 1300 222 612. Dr. Colin Campy's a snoring specialist in North Lakes. Colin, do you often hear of people having to move rooms to escape snoring?
Yes, it's extremely common. In fact, the snorer often is oblivious and the poor partner is tossing and turning like Elena.
And so, moving.
Yeah, that's right. So snoring can certainly be a problem for the snorer, especially if it's fairly severe and associated with sleep apnea, which results in periods during the night, often, you know, dozens of times per hour, where the breathing stops for up to a minute. And the result is that oxygen levels drop and people wake up so tired they feel they haven't had any sleep.
That's at the extreme end, I imagine.
Well, it's pretty common, actually. It's probably a third of the population snore to some extent, and almost half of those would have either mild or more severe sleep apnea. So it's a major problem, and recent calculations are that it costs up to $5 billion in lost productivity in Australia every year. So it's a big problem from that point of view, as well as the personal point of view.
How does it cause that much in lost productivity?
Well, people don't work anywhere near their best when they start the day tired and often get worse during the day. We heard on the traffic report of accidents, and I'm sure a significant proportion of those accidents are from people having micro sleeps, which are one of the consequences of having sleep apnea and not getting enough rest. You just nod off for a moment on the road and suddenly your car is rammed up the back of the car in front of you.
Oh, dear.
So that's one example of lost productivity, but just performance at work is impaired. And So, yeah, it's a big problem for the country as well as all the individuals involved.
Is it more likely to be men or women who snore?
It's pretty similar, although the worst snorers tend to be men, and sleep apnea is a bit more common with men, but certainly women aren't immune, and that relates to the main reasons for snoring.
What are they?
The three main ones are inherited reasons. So if mum and dad have bad snoring problems, you're likely to. And the second one is putting on extra weight, and Australia is suffering an obesity epidemic, and that's reflected in increasing incidence of snoring and sleep apnea. And the other main thing, which is also common, is nasal problems. So people with bad hay fever or sinus troubles, they can't breathe through the nose easily during the day. At night time, that gets worse because the head hits the pillow and then there's a little bit of extra dust affecting the nose, and the nose gets swollen mucous membranes and the air passages get narrowed, and that includes the back of the throat, because the top of the back of the nose enters the top of the throat, and it's narrowing of that passage which causes the snoring.
It's 18 minutes past three on ABC Radio Brisbane. You're with Emma Griffiths and Dr. Colin Campy, who's a snoring specialist, talking about snoring today and how it's affected you. Because it certainly does have an effect. Colin, how do you fix it? Can you tell us?
Well, fortunately, we've got some useful things to do, and we find that we have a high success rate in helping people fairly dramatically in a lot of cases. I'll certainly start with the basics and try and get them to be healthier with a bit of weight loss and a bit more exercise. Encourage the smokers to give up, because that's another aggravating factor. Treat any of the hay fever problems, either by reducing their exposure, like getting the bedroom free of carpet and minimising dust exposure. Sometimes a nasal spray can be very helpful. Once I've achieved as much as possible with that, and that will be all some people need, if it's still a problem, and this is perhaps a little bit more the case with people where there's a family history, we can tighten up the soft palate, which is the part, main vibrating part generating the noise, and we can do that in a fairly gentle, kind way compared to how it used to be. Used to be a general anaesthetic and then laser or surgery to remove the back part of the soft palate, the back of the roof of the mouth, followed by a couple of weeks of misery as you found swallowing was like swallowing razor blades for a couple of weeks.
Oh.
And often that worked very well, although I do see people who have had that and still need some more help. But now we just use a much milder approach, which is done without any sedation or anaesthetic, apart from occasionally some spray anaesthetic on the roof of the mouth. And we just do thousands of little laser pulses to generate heat in the roof of the mouth. And heat is a good stimulus for the production of collagen, which is the fibrous framework of your tissues. And after you get your collagen produced, that collagen then matures. And as it matures, it tightens. And that stiffens up the soft palate and causes it to contract a little bit, and it's attached to the front, so that pulls it back away from the back of the throat and opens up the airways.
Well, it would all be worth it, wouldn't it, to get a good night's sleep for everybody?
Well, that's right, and I think it's a big problem, and it's nice to have this new technology that allows people to do it for hundreds of dollars rather than thousands without any downtime and no risk.
Right.
So it's a big step forward.
Colin Campy, thanks very much for sharing your knowledge this afternoon.
My pleasure.
21 past three. Dr. Colin Campy's a snoring specialist in North Lakes.
Emma Griffiths on ABC Radio Brisbane.